Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Welcome to our series, The Truth in Song. Most often, the truth is best expressed by hearing the Word of God as a pastor teaches it. Yet, one thing is also true. Songs often communicate the Word of God as well or better than the pastor. Here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best music producers, and one of the best singers of music I've ever heard, all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy, and her lyrics are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. So for the next several lessons, we're going to hear the truth of the Word of God communicated by June in song. Today's song is Come Into Your Presence. I was introduced to June Murphy at a Bible conference. She wasn't there, but a woman who was there had June's first CD, and she gave it to me. And the woman assured me that I would meet June one day at a conference. Well, I didn't really want to meet June, and because I thought this woman was on a matchmaking mission, I didn't really want to listen to June's music. So I threw her CD in my briefcase and went on about my business. I ran across the CD a few months later, ironically just before the next Bible conference, and I flipped it in the trash. But then I thought, well, the woman or June might be at the conference. They might ask me about whether I listened to the music, and if I didn't, then I'll feel stupid. So I fetched the CD from the trash, and I listened to one song. And this was the song that I listened to. It's called Come Into Your Presence.
Come into your throne room, and I come on bended knee. With you I am in fellowship, so great salvation has set me free. By the power of the Holy Spirit, according to your plan, I can come boldly to you as your child held by your hand. Yes, I have come into your presence, Lord, to stay. And I will listen to your still small voice, and Lord, to stay. Oh, I have come into your presence, Lord, to stay. I know that you are holy, 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 holy is the Lord, and I offer up my praise to you. You're the one that I adore. I owe to you my everything, Lord, the lover of my soul. You renew my thoughts with thoughts divine. Your life and love have made me whole. Yes, I have come into presence, Lord, to stay. Oh, I am coming to your presence, Lord.
June had me at hello. I love that song, and I love the message it conveys. You see, all of us commit personal sins. We break God's rules. And when we do, we think we are disappointing God. Well, fortunately for us, that's not true. You can't disappoint a God who loves you unconditionally. What I choose to do when I commit a personal sin is, rather than hiding from God, which is absolutely impossible anyway, is I go to him. I come into his presence, not to seek forgiveness, because I was forgiven for my sins in the past, and I stand forgiven forever. Coming into his presence gives me the confidence that when I commit an error, he loves me more. I invite you to join me regularly in coming into his presence and realize that he will always welcome you with open arms. And if you don't have a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remember this. The Lord Jesus said to doubting Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way to salvation. I am the truth through the Word of God. And I am the resurrection life. And no one comes to the Father but through believing in me." Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H Ministries. .com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.